Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Susan Kelly with us. Susan is a senior loan officer. Hey, Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
So why don't we just start at the beginning? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your mortgage history.
Well, about myself, I'm a married mother of three, a big, huge sports fan, and love New England and Vermont, and love to spend some time in those areas. As far as my mortgage history, I've been in the business for over 25 years. I'm currently licensed in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. I hold two special designations, one for military mortgage specialization in finance and one for a real estate collaborative specialization in divorce.
So this has been some sweet times in the mortgage market. Rates have been going down. That must be really helping people maybe refinancing.
It is. It has spurred the market on the refinance, which was dead for about a year, to be quite honest. And the Feds originally said earlier in the year they were going to keep the rates low, but we didn't think they were going to go this low. We are back in the threes, and even the jumbo rates are lower in the threes as well, and sometimes better pricing than the conforming loans. And we're finding people coming back into the market for a couple reasons. Well, they can consolidate their debt with these lower rates, or they can take advantage of the increase in market values and possibly do a renovation loan at this time with all the equity they've got in the house, and things like that.
That makes sense. One of the things that, in my experience, I've seen through banking days is when people think mortgages, they think 30-year fixed, you know, just what comes to mind for most people. But there's other products out there. So a 30-year fix doesn't always make sense for people. What other type of products are hot right now?
A lot of the first-time homebuyer products with mass housing with 0% down payment are really, really hot right now. So people can certainly qualify for a mortgage, but they don't have to worry about having a down payment anymore. We can do that for them. And for those of those who do have a large down payment, the 20-year and the 15-year fixed are really hot right now, especially in the lower rate market because they're even lower than like at 3.875. And we can reduce their terms and really save them some time on that back end of their mortgage. So if they want to be done paying for that by the time they retire, or if they want to be done paying for that by the time their kids go to college, we can set them up with that program and make their mortgage plan a part of their financial plan.
That's really smart. One of the markets I get confused by is millennials. You know, I see articles, you know, millennials don't want to buy homes. Millennials are buying homes at record pace. What's the advice for millennials?
My advice for millennials is this, and I've been working extremely hard on this in the last year, is that you're dealing with a large sector that likes to do everything online. And my biggest thing I'm trying to educate them on is that since this is the biggest purchase potentially of their life that they've had so far, they shouldn't be doing things just online. Everyone has the online technology as far as filling out the app and uploading documents. That's fine. Everyone has that. But I think they should be working with a loan officer that they can talk to, speak to, have one number so they always get the same person that's available on nights and available on weekends. I think a lot of them are leaning towards just direct online financing, and it's just not the way to go in such a big transaction.
That really makes sense. You know, like I said, we all just, hey, let me just go online. But you really want to have that relationship. You know, make sure you understand everything that's going to happen, you know, that the loan's going to close on time and good things like that. So they said there's a time and place for technology, but sometimes you need old school.
Right. The other thing that they don't realize is that not everything they see online is necessarily true, nor does it apply to them. And so they really need to have someone to educate them on the nuances and the differences of the products.
So we want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the things people should consider before they apply for a mortgage. I've seen this where people, you know, say, hey, you know what? I want to go get a mortgage. So you know what I'm going to do? Susan, I'm going to pay off all my debts, cancel all my credit cards, so that when I get to Susan, I'm going to go, hey, I don't owe anyone a cent. Now, I can see where that really makes sense to people, but that's bad for your credit report, right?
It's absolutely horrendous for your credit report. I don't want anybody closing out any credit cards. If you don't ever want to use those credit cards anymore, then simply cut them up and throw them away, but do not close them out. It will drastically tick your credit score. At the same time, I don't want anyone opening new credit lines or buying new cars on me or anything like that, taking out personal loans prior to 6 months of them trying to buy a home, because one, it adds to their debt, and two, that will tick their score, especially if after I've pulled it to do their pre-approval. So all of those types of things, whether you close something out or open something up, can really, really hinder your score and hurt you at the closing.
But like I said, you can see why people would do something like that. So now,
right,
if you're thinking about buying a home, shouldn't I sit down with you first, talk about getting a
yes.
mortgage? I find people sometimes have no idea what their credit is or really what they can afford. You know, we all go out and we Google it, you know, and it gives you these formulas. And you're like, all right, this is
mm-hmm.
what it means. But doesn't it make sense to really start? Maybe there might be something on your credit that you may need to fix. And then once you know, go out and start looking. Is that the best way?
It's the best way. I have two presentations that I do with all of my first-time home buying clients, and I don't care what age they are, is that the first one is Credit 101, and I explain to them the things we just discussed about opening and closing credit, and if there's a dispute or something that they need to fix from their past. And we get that all fixed and ready to go so that they can buy a home. The second one we do is Mortgage 101, and that's the basics of what you go through with the mortgage, the process, the documents, the cost of doing so. Many people are familiar with closing cost terms, but they're not aware that escrows are required at the closing as well, and sometimes those are more expensive than the closing costs. So I want all of my clients not to be surprised at all throughout the process, and we get those two presentations done up front, and they spend some time with me, get to know me, and they learn the process, and they feel much more secure about what's going to go on after they find something that they
want
to buy.
That makes sense. One of the things that seems to be coming back is reverse mortgages. You know, these seem to make sense for people that, you know, the proverbial, you know, house rich, you know, cash poor type
mm-hmm.
of thing. Are they
yeah.
a good product now?
They are a very good
product
now. They didn't
always have the
I
best
know that...
reputation, though.
They didn't. They did not at all. It used to be, in full disclosure, I think, a bad product. But it is a wonderful product now. It's completely revamped in 2008, and it's fully insured by FHA. And the family gets to keep the home. And if they get to a point, right now we're dealing with most homes, you know, increasing in nature, so you're not having any negative AM whatsoever. But even if in the most random circumstances, if there was a negative amortization on that, it's all secured by FHA, and it would be paid by FHA to the bank. The family doesn't lose that money. And they get to keep the house for, you know, for as long as it's deemed to give back to the kids, unless they decide to sell it. So it's a really wonderful product, and it's really wonderful for those of retirement age now who aren't getting the income that they used to get. So it's very difficult for them to live, and they want to make a choice of having to pay their mortgage payment or pay for their medication. So it's wonderful for them to do a reverse mortgage and get some of that money back so that they have a steady income again. And they're just using up some equity in the house, because they can't take the equity with them. And I know that sounds blunt, Kevin, but that's the honest to God's truth. So it's a wonderful way for the seniors who are also healthy at this time and don't need assisted living that want to stay in their home, and this can make it affordable.
Yeah, it's a really emotional product. You know, I have a lot of
mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
that, you know, are in that situation. They can use a little bit more money, to be honest. But, you know, they're
yep.
like, wow, I want to leave the house to my children. I mean, you're still going to do that. But to struggle, you know, in your later years because you want to, you know, have that house paid off and give it to your children doesn't always make sense.
Yeah, and I think with most children, they'd understand that they'd want mom and dad to live a little bit better life while they're still around and functioning. The other thing is that
yeah.
when they go to discuss the things of how much it costs the assisted living, then they're going to lose the house and all the money for the house anyways, because that's even more expensive. So the better alternative is to do the reverse and let them stay.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about how you can partner with realtors. What advantages do you bring for them?
I bring some great advantages to the realtors. One fabulous thing with Fairway is we have a service that no one else does, and we offer a full pre-commitment service. And that's different than just a standard pre-approval looking at two W-2s and finding out that the person's got steady income and employment and their credit score is good. What we do with our full pre-commitment service, especially in these times where there's a myriad of multiple bids on one property, is we will take that step one further, that full pre-approval, and we will ask for all of the mortgage documents up front. We actually have the clients apply for the mortgage. We order their tax transcripts. We verify their Social Security incomes. We disclose the loan. We disclose closing costs and everything to them. When we have them go through the full mortgage so that it then goes straight through the full processing department and full underwriting, and we get them approved for the full loan up front, subject to just an appraisal and a title report. So when the clients go in with an offer, our offer should be the strongest one on the table because their loan's already approved. And anybody else, even if they're putting down a larger down payment, who's a competitor and they have a bigger down payment, we sometimes still outwin them on the bidding process because they still have to wait for those clients to get approved, and ours is done and they can close quicker.
So one of the challenges I see is people like myself who are self-employed. And it just seems like kind of a little bit of a game. A lot of my self-employed friends try to show a lot of expenses, you know, try to minimize the tax bill. But then,
yes,
you know,
they
when they think about trying to get a mortgage, you're like, well, on paper, I don't really make any money. How does all that work?
Well, that's kind of true. And what you're trying to save and not paying in taxes, unfortunately, it hurts you when you go to buy a home. You really want to be able to show enough income to be able to buy the home of your dreams. And when you're self-employed, first of all, you have to have 2 full years of self-employment with federal tax returns already filed. So basically you have to have been working 2.5 years of self-employment to do that. And what we do is we average those 2 years of tax returns to see what your income is. And so for anybody who's really trying to cut all of the taxes out, I would encourage them, if they're looking at home buying in the next few years, is to actually show some more income. Yes, you're going to pay some taxes, but then you're going to finally be able to buy a home and get back in, get to where you want and save money, because otherwise you're just renting and you're making the landlords rich, and you need to be buying a home because not only are you gaining equity and you're gaining an asset and earning, you know, equity in that way, but you get to have tax breaks from deducting your mortgage interest and things as well that way that you aren't getting as a renter. So it behooves you to try and earn some more income or show some more income on those tax returns to make it legit to buy a home.
So how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more if they have questions about mortgages?
Several ways. My phone number is 617-834-0052, or you can email me at Susan.Kelly, and that's K-E-L-L only a Y, at fairwaymc.com.
Susan, really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Have a good day. Bye now.
Bye-bye.